You know what? I really hate to say this, but I hope they do dismantle the whole SNAP benefits program because a lot of y'all are lazy. Like, let's just really face it.
There's a big crisis going on in the U.S., which is a lot of people, they don't want to work, but they at the same time want to eat. And because food stamps are being cut because of the government shutdown and also massive food stamp cuts because the U.S. and the current administration wants people to work, now a lot of EBT food stamp recipients are organizing a mass death event. This woman says, we are going to stick together. November 3rd at 6:30, we're going to go to Walmart. We're going to go to Walmart. And within an hour, we're going to walk out with all of our goodies. They can't catch everybody. All you got to do is run. The fact that this woman is like in her 20s and would much rather shoplift and do a mass theft event than get a job is pretty crazy work, if you ask me. I don't know what's going on in the U.S., but I kind of see why a lot of people around the world are like pretty scared of the U.S. They're like, pretty shocked. Like, I show some of these videos to some of my friends outside the country, and they're like, yeah, I don't know what's going on with you guys, but you guys really need to start changing. The fact that people rather shoplift and rob than get a job is crazy work and shows that a lot of Americans are just way too dependent on food stamps and just don't want to work anymore. They're so used to not working. They're so used to food stamps, free housing, and, you know, EBT, that they'll much rather commit crimes than just actually get a job. Check out some of these videos.
Baby, when y'all go grocery shopping next month, y'all need to be very careful because apparently they done already done got started. Y'all know next month, a lot of people not going to get their food stamps and they SNAP benefits, and a lot of people going to be desperate and hungry. A Walmart employee came on here last night talking about how they had emergency evacuate the Walmart because people done stormed up in there trying to put stuff in their bags and be stealing. Baby, when y'all go to the grocery store next month, y'all better get in and get out. Don't be standing around trying to have no conversation with somebody from church. Don't stuff your buggy too full either. Get a few items and then leave. If you gotta go 50 miles per hour out that doggone parking lot, go 50 miles per hour out that doggone parking lot. Or if you want to be that person, baby, buy somebody's groceries for them. Help them where you can help, period.
No food stamps, no problem. Come on, let's go in Kroger. Let me show you how you can get you about 4 packs of meat for $20 to last you for the week. Come on. Right here, you got some $5 packs of chicken breast. Also, they got $10 packs of chicken wings. They got $5 packs of chicken drums. Here is a $10 pack of pork chops. Get you some juicy meats. It's 69 cents here. You may can find it a little cheaper at another place.
And here is some more $10 packs of pork chops.
They normally have those packs of pork chops for just $5, the boneless pork chops. But either way, let me show you what else you can grab to go with that. Come on. Here is some corn for 89 cents. They got the potatoes for $1.50 a piece. And baby, you can even grab your pack of gravy meats and make you a gravy if you don't know how to make it from scratch. You can grab those egg noodles. They're only $1.79. And when my food stamps got cut off last year for about 3 months, that's literally how I shop. We, like I say, at the time, I didn't have a baby. I only had 6 kids. Now I have 7 kids. But baby, best believe I'ma scratch the dollar. And my kids were fed and full.
You know what? I really hate to say this, but I hope they do dismantle the whole SNAP benefits program. Because a lot of y'all are lazy. Like, let's just really face it. This program has been around for years, okay? Years. And a lot of y'all still have not learned. Y'all are lazy. You don't either want to get up and go to work, or you don't want to find you a better job because you're comfortable in what you're doing. You don't want to do too much, but you're expecting to get paid a lot of money to do nothing. Get up and get a job or go get a better job. It is not the government's responsibility to feed you. This is the type of BS that I've been seeing on my timeline, and it is very frustrating, okay? What a lot of people fail to understand and realize that 80% of people that are on the SNAP benefit program work. And the reason that they are on the program is because life is expensive. Groceries are expensive. Rent or mortgages are expensive. Living is expensive. So for those who are complaining about others who are frustrated about this shutdown regarding the SNAP benefits program, you really need to wake up and stop judging. Not everyone is lazy. Not everyone is sitting on their couch not doing anything. Life is expensive. There are folks out here who make $100K a year or make $75K a year and are still struggling. There are families who have the father around because I know that's a thing too. You got all these kids. You shouldn't be having all these kids with these men. Yeah, there are families who have all parents and all parties involved and are still struggling. So before you open up your mouth and judge, make sure you're not next.
So I made a video about people getting on this app, talking about they gonna go in them people's store and steal their groceries if they don't get their food. Now, I got people in the comments talking about, well, I'm disabled, this and look, I wasn't even talking about you. The video was about people talking about stealing at the store. Now, if you disabled and you were talking about stealing at the store for some groceries, baby, they don't give a damn about you having a disability in jail. Now, I'm not going to sit here and act like I'm heartless because I'm not. Because I genuinely know there are disabled people that cannot work and they dependent on those government assistance. All I can say is, in your area, check to see if they have food pantries. Check to see if there's any other help when it comes to food assistance. And if your ass is able-bodied and you ain't got no job, go on out there, DoorDash, Lyft, whatever you got to do. Go on here and make it. Y'all, it's too much money out here to be made to be going to these folks' stores, stealing, going to jail for some groceries. Now, me, I will work extra shifts in this hospital if I have to. I will turn on my DoorDash if I have to because it's money to be made. People be taking their kids when they DoorDash, so it ain't like you need to babysit the DoorDash. People be taking their kids with them. If y'all plan on going to them folks and stabbing me and stealing, and they got posted on the internet, they gonna have security wait on y'all ass. And I bet you they gonna try to beef up the security in these places too. And one thing I ain't gonna do, because I normally do a Walmart pickup because I'm a Walmart Plus customer, is I ain't let no spark deliver me no groceries, because if somebody take my groceries, we're going to have a problem. So I might start going to Walmart and doing a Walmart pickup to get my groceries. Because ain't nobody finna steal mine, because we're going to have a big problem.
So everyone, I want to remind everyone, the food stamps that you're not going to get in November because of the government shutdown, very specifically, and especially since it's around the time of Thanksgiving, they are doing this to break you. You know it. And yes, a government shutdown, if it goes long enough, will delay and or stop your SSI and Medicaid benefits, okay? If a government goes long enough, those programs will collapse. I'm going to put some numbers into you guys' head in a second, but think about it. Funding is not infinite, and if the government is not running and they're furloughing all these workers, where the hell do you think you're going to get your money from for your SSI? I'll wait. My personal situation, and one of the biggest reasons that I need your help, is because two people here in Arizona, the poverty line is $21,150. Do you think I make that much on SSI? I make around $16,000 something a year. I'm not going to tell you. And that means that I'm around $4,600 under the poverty line as a single mom living in a one-bedroom apartment. I humbly ask for your help. I have been needing it already. And I need to leave the United States. This one isn't a joke. It's not a game. It's all over my page. I have proof on my page of my Social Security. I have proof on my page of the abuse from my sister. She trafficked me and things like that. I don't really want to say all of that stuff. It's already on my page somewhere. It's a dark, like, this. I have the lights off is what I'm saying. But with that said, go watch it. And then one thing I want to remind everyone of, and I'm going to turn this direction here real quick. You've already heard this. Everybody already knows this. I'm not saying anything you don't already freaking know. But this is just the first phases of the 1933. This is the first phases of whatever portion they were on. We don't know. I don't know exactly where they're at in their little game. But let me read this to you real quick. This is what you've heard before. But first, they came for the socialist, and I did not speak out because I was not a socialist. Then they came for the trade unionist, and I did not speak out because I was not a trade unionist. Then they came for the Jews, and I did not speak out because I was not a Jew. Then they came for me. And there was no one left to speak for me. Martin Niemöller, 1892 to 1984. Another fun fact. I've been telling people that MAGA sabotages your page. I now have proof. Right there. Regulators, mount up. This is why I'm not at 10,000. There's a bunch of more comments that I deleted. I did take pictures, but you know what? We just don't need them. The ringleaders right the hell here. And this is about the National Guard being deployed to Portland. It's a big deal. These people have organized hate, everyone. I am really ashamed to say, MAGA's more organized than us. If we really want to stop this regime, we're going to have to pull together. And if we're letting our own citizens go hungry when we put out a video for help, we're fucked. We are fucked. Our disabled are going to die. Our elderly are going to die. So with that said, what are you going to do? Because I'm not the only one. Link in bio. Help me out, please. I have a 14-year-old son to take care of. Not just myself. With that said, once again, keep an eye on your elderly. Keep an eye on your disabled. We're just one of the first few in the list. Not the first. They came for our illegals first. You're next. If you're not, then you're after that. MAGA's on the list too. They just don't know the plot twist yet. Oh, one more thing. The government workers aren't getting paid either. It's not going to work forever. So, with that said, I would love for me to be wrong and for you to be right, people who were arguing with me. But I'm not, and I'm sorry. It's a bitch to know what's going on, and it's even worse to find out last second. This isn't last second. Everyone could help. I have enough followers. Everyone donated $5, $10. You guys could help me get out of the United States too, so please pass this around. And no, I'm not the only one, but I need you. Thank you, my queens, and everyone who's been here the whole time. I appreciate you. Get the word out. Have a beautiful day, best of your ability.
Trump done cut them food stamps off. Trump done cut them food stamps off. I can't call none of my damn sisters to get a couple of damn yams. I can't call none of my people to say, girl, let me get a couple of yams. Why are you messing with them? And I understand, you know, they tell me you need to get a job. I'm a working person. But a lot of people work, baby. And still need them yams. Still need them yams. Do you understand? I was so hurt when my people were like, man, you know, those food stamps this month, cause he really cut them off. He really did away with food stamps. Like, what? Wow.
Get ready with me to prepare for having our food stamps cut. We still have not received our deposit for October. So it's been a month and a half since we've been able to grocery shop. So I've been utilizing food pantries. I meal prepped some teriyaki chicken with rice and Brussels sprouts. I got a lot of this stuff from the food pantry, but some of this is leftovers from the last SNAP deposit, banana muffins, popsicles, grapes. I got a bunch of potatoes to make stuff. I have beans soaking, and the food bank gave me turkey necks. I guess I will be boiling beans with turkey necks, but yeah. I usually meal prep every week, but I wanted to make some extra and a bunch of stuff to freeze because this, if you see somebody stealing, you didn't. You didn't.
Y'all, I woke up this morning about to go spend my food stamps on my food stamp card. Check my balance, it says zero balance. So I checked my transaction. Somebody used my food stamps in the middle of the night while I was asleep. When my food stamp card got loaded, somebody went and went shopping twice. And they even spent the last $1.30 that was on there. They didn't leave a penny on that card. And whoever's doing this scamming shit, stealing these food stamps cards, ought to be ashamed of themselves. Because I need my money. I need my food. So for y'all to steal from a 60-year-old woman, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. And I hope God takes good care of you. Yeah, I hope you get I get whatever you got to coming to you. And I hope they catch your ass.
Me and my kids have been 5 days without food. 5 days ago, my food stamps were taken from me. Stolen from me with no warning. No warning. Today, I get this food stamp letter from the fucking food stamp office telling me not only am I losing my food stamps, I'm losing my $2,100 in cash benefits that I get every single month to pay my bills. I'm losing my Section 8. My food stamps have now decreased from $4,300 to $19 a month for six kids. How the hell am I supposed to feed six kids at $19 a freaking month? On top of having to come up with rent, because now I don't have Section 8. Cash benefits. No cash benefits. My $300 utility check that I get every single month, I will no longer be getting. We're going to be left out on the fucking streets. They take all of my food stamps. I don't even have a fucking dollar to my name, and I have six kids to feed. Please tell me, how is this making America great again? Can somebody make that? So fucking pissed.
The administration will be taking away EBT next month. Yes, that's right. No food stamps next month. How do I feel about it? I don't care. But let me tell you why before you get your panties in a bunch. Let me explain myself. Number one, this is coming from a woman who was pretty much homeless and disabled, and my state still wouldn't give me food stamps. So I didn't get rich until this year. Secondly, y'all need to start thinking about it. They finish off food stamps the month of Thanksgiving. Let me tell you something. I don't need to depend on y'all for me to eat. And I don't think nobody else should either. Because look at the effects. They're just talking about taking food stamps away, and y'all are willing to act crazy. That quick. They got you that quick. I had seen one video, this lady was like, it's the taxpayer's job to take care of my kids. I thought if you pop them out, it's your job. Nobody told you to have all them kids. And if you can't afford a kid, you don't need to be having them. The government will literally give you free contraceptives. Free contraceptives. But then you want to take it upon yourself to go pop out six kids with six different niggas that don't want to take care of their kid with you, and then complain that all of us don't want to fucking pay for your food. That's who we're talking about. We're not talking about y'all who work hard and this and that and all that. I don't even know why y'all get offended when we say we don't care. This is not about y'all. It's about the ones who sit up and do all this stuff and then act like it's just our responsibility. Why is it my responsibility to pay my taxes so you can feed your eight kids? Meanwhile, I gotta go work hard so I can feed my one? Nah, man. You got the super studious type people who are looking at it like, oh no, well, you know, the economy is gonna crash and now the groceries are gonna be even more high priced. Hey, well, we gotta do something. We gotta figure something out. Do y'all wanna have a meeting? What's the solution? Cause let me ask y'all this, and I want an honest answer. What was y'all gonna do if food stamps was never invented? Y'all just wasn't gonna eat? Y'all just wasn't gonna make way? What would you have done?
Quick little PSA to all of my grocery store workers. In the event that the government actually goes through with it and does not issue food stamps for the month of November, which is also the same month that Thanksgiving falls in, please keep one thing in mind. trying to catch somebody stealing, trying to prevent somebody from stealing, reporting somebody for stealing is not beneficial to you at all. You are not going to get a raise. You are not going to get a bonus. You are not going to get any extra money by trying to stand in the way of somebody who is trying to take food to feed their family. Stand to gain absolutely nothing by turning into the supermarket superhero of the day trying to catch people stealing. Please do not put yourself in any harm's way to protect a company's inventory that does not belong to you. While I'm not condoning or suggesting for anybody to do anything illegal at all, what I am saying is that people are going to feed their families one way or the other. So just don't be that person that decides to go above and beyond their job duties just to prove a point to a company that could care less about you. That's it. That's all. You don't want to fuck around and get packed out in the parking lot because you decided to put on your Mighty Morphin fucking Power Ranger pants that day and catch people stealing when it's not your shit.
Oh my God. I got kids at home. What am I supposed to do? Starve to death?
Ma'am.
No, I ain't leaving this here. I said what I said. I'm leaving with it. All of it. Y'all can call the cops if you want to.
Jesus.
My husband's in the Uber waiting right outside. You think I'm joking?
Ma'am, please.
I'm gone.
So now, if you're on food stamps and you don't have a regular job, they are now forcing you to do community service hours at least 15 hours a week, or you lose your food stamps. I have been on food stamps for 13 years, okay? I get the maximum, $4,300 a month, okay? I have 6 kids, 4 baby daddies. None of my baby daddies actually help with their kids, so I have to get help from the government, from the taxpayers, okay? From you guys, okay? I can't go out and get a regular job. I have 6 kids, like I just said, okay? And I'm doing this by myself. I can't go out and get a regular job. So now you expect me to go work for free? Because that's what violent community service is. You're working for free. If I won't go out and get a real job, work for cash, why would you think I would work for free 15 hours? I don't have the time. So now I'm at risk of losing my food stamps because of this new rule. Can somebody explain this to me? Because it makes no sense.
Now, this video is for the people that state if they don't get their food stamps, they're going to run up out of Walmart with their food. Well, can I caution you for a moment? Because if you don't know, Walmart has some great cameras. I work as a Spark driver, so I go in and I shop for people that do not feel like shopping for themselves. And must I tell you, Walmart is full of cameras. If you decide you want to run up in Walmart and try to steal and walk out of Walmart, you going to jail. Now, my question is, if you didn't have money to buy food, how are you going to have money to bail out of jail? And the next question, who's going to watch your kids? Let's be smart, people. You don't have to steal anything. Become innovative. You can get peanut butter and jelly, a loaf of bread, beans, make cornbread. Little small meals that will sustain your family because we're going through hard times. Teach your children, baby, this is all we got. We got to ration it out. We got to get full until we figure out how to move forward with what this government is doing. Take care of yourself. Don't be nobody's fool, and don't let these folks trick you up out these streets. Because if you don't have money to buy food for Thanksgiving, every day is Thanksgiving. Be thankful to be alive. You don't have to celebrate with lots of food. You can still gather with your family, show love, and just support the family. Be safe. Become innovative. Let's go back to the old time way. Our grandparents did it, so can we.